New Jersey'yi Haygagan'da Radyo Jam ne utu neden Pokçing FM'i vıra sitin olamalı saranet South Orange New Jersey'in Polarika makteng pari aşun Aştan yagadaga şapak meaveli gıvaylen ki ev ays haceli utasun orere bidişar nagvin ays şapatal Yete Hurricane Lamberto Umberto yev Hurricane Imeldan mes çaytalen Ayşapat Moden Hedevetsank Miyatsyal Askeru Gazmagerutyam United Nations General Assembly 80-yarort Nstashirchanin Ul Varchabet Nikol Pashinyan Yevardakin Kurdistan Kharar Arad Mirzoyan Khoskarin եւ շեշտեցին, որ Հայաստանը գործե աբովելու խաղություն եւ մարդու իրավունքները։ Հինգշաբթի գիշեր վայելեցին Սամվել Երվինյանի համերգը, որ ներկայացվեցա Մերկենհոլի մեջ Նյու Յորք քաղաք, հովանավորությամբ հայկական բարեգործական տանուր միության գոմե։ Իսկապես եզագիև դբավորիչ երգոմներ, ուր հայու պացարիկ տաղանդը բարձվեցավ պեմի վրա, ներշնչելով բոլոր ներգաները։ Այսօր ռադիոգանը գտնվին երկու երիտասարդ ուսանողներ, որոնց անունն է Քեյլա եւ Իզաբել, եւ ավելի ուշ պիտի խոսինք իրենց հետ մոդեն ճանշնալու իրենց ձրակիրները բակայի եւ ինչ նյութ կհետևին համալսարանի մեջ։ Այստեղ շուտեւ շեշտեմ, որ Հայաստանի Փերթ բարախումբը Նյու Յորք, Բրուքլին պիտի այցելե նոյեմբեր 16-ին։ Մնացեք մեզ հետ միջև ժամը 4, վայելելու այդ բոլորը, որ պատրաստած ենք ձեզ համար։ Բարի վայելում։
Your dial is set on 89.5 FM, the radio station of Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey, and you are tuned in to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We broadcast on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. and bring you Armenian songs and music, along with news, views, interviews, and community announcements. I'm Kayla, I attend Seton Hall University, and I'm glad to join the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey as a guest with my friend Isabel. I thank you for joining us, and I ask you not to touch the dial, and enjoy the program till 4 p.m.
ինչպես New Jersey հայկական ռադիո ժամն է, ինչպես լսեցիք, ունենք այստեղը երկու երիտասարդ ուժեր, ուսանողներեն, ամալսարանը Սիդնոլ ամալսարանի, և ավելի ուշ պիտ լսենք իրենց մասին, իրենց հասկնանք, թե ինչ կուսանին այստեղը, և ինչու չէ, եթե արիթը ներգանա, եթե պապակին մեզ միանալ, անշուշտ նպատակնիս այդ է, կաչալրել նոր ցայներ, նոր երիտասարդ ուժեր, որ մեզի միանան և այս հայդակին ավելի ջոխացունեն, և հարադևություն մստեղծենք, երբ կնայք մեր շուրջը այլ հայդակիրներ, հազի մեկ անցը գուկա, չարաչարգ աշխատի, և իսկապես դժվար է մեկ անցը այստեղ գտնվիլ, բայց ինչպես գիտեք և գսկակ և լսածիք և հետևածեք, հայկան ռադիոժամի հայդակիրները պազմագողմանի են, պազմաջուղեր ունին, և այդ կարող են գնել, երբ միասնապար գործենք և գուգոչենք այդ անձերը, հայկան ռադիոժամի ընտանիքի անդամ, այդիկա մեզի ուրախություն կբաճարի անգերց, և ստայմ կաղութնար գուրախանա լսելու, թե այս աշխատանք կշարնեքվի, գդարածվի, և ինչու չէ պարելավվի։
Listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. Today is a special day because today we have a couple guests from the Armenian Club at CN Hall who are here today, Isabel and Kayla. And I am the president of the Armenian Club, as some of you may know. And I'm here again in the hot seat doing the soundboard and doing the music and everything. But today we have a couple of interviews that we're going to be displaying from the point of view of the freshmen here, and if you want to see what they think about the club, what they think of probably me as a president, just stay tuned. I dedicate this next song to the Armenian Club and the Armenian guests from the Armenian Club here today.
Ջուրջի հայգն ռադիո ժամն է, այժմ գանցնենք լուրերուն, որ մեզի գաղորդ է Հայգ Քյուպելյանը։
Բարև ձեզ, սիրելի ընկերներ, ստորև կներկայացնենք շաբթվա ուշագրավ լուրերը։ Այս ցանակությունը նախապես պատրաստված է շաբաթ սեպտեմբեր 28-ին Նյու Ջերսիի մեջ։ Հայաստանի վարչապետ Նիկոլ Փաշինյան Մոսկվայի մեջ հանդիպում ունեցավ Ռուսաստանի նախագահ Վլադիմիր Պուտինի հետ։ Ռուսաստանի մեջ ատոմային արդյունաբերության սկիզբին 80 ամյակին արդիվ գազմագերբված համաշխարային ատոմային ուժանույթի շաբթվան շրջանակներեն ներս դեր ունեցավ հանդիպումը։ Պաշտոնական աղբյուրներու հաղորդումներով Քրեմլինի մեջ դեղի ունեցած հանդիպման ընթացքին Պուտին նշեց, որ Հայաստանի ներս երկար ժամանակի ի վեր գործի ատոմային էլեկտրագայանը, որ գաբահովի երկրի ելեկտրական ուժանույթի գարիքի 30%-ը։ Այդ մեկը գկարավարվի Ռոսատոմի գողմե և ռուսական ընկերությունը այժմ գաշխատի գայանի կորձունեության ժամգետի երկարացման ուղղությամբ։ Ուստի Պուտին լիովին դրամապանական համարեց Փաշինյանի ներկայությունը Մոսկվայի մեջ կազմագերպված համաժողովին։ Այն նշեց, որ երկողմանի հարաբերությունները լավ կընթանան և հարաբերությունները գզարկանան նաև մյուս բոլոր ուղղություններով։ Մենք միշտ ունինք խոսելու նյութեր, ասավ ան։ Նիկոլ Փաշինյան հաստատեց, որ Հայաստան շատ արդյունավետ գհամագործակցի Ռոսաթոմ ընկերության հետ։ Իհարկե, մեր հարաբերությունների օրագարկը շատ հարուստ է եւ իսկապես ունինք քննարկելու բազմաթիվ հարցեր, նշեց Փաշինյան։ Փաշինյան Մոսկվայի վերջ մեկնեցավ Նյու Յորք մասնակցելու ՄԱԳ-ի նոր նստաշրջանի բացման։ Հայաստանի արդակին գործոց նախարար Արարատ Միրզոյան Նյու Յորքի մեջ երագողմանի գարջադև շփումներ ունեցավ Ամերիկայի Միացյալ Նահանգներու Պետական Քարտուղար Մարկո Ռուբիոյի եւ Ադրբեջանի արդակին գործոց նախարար Ջեյհուն Բայրամովի հետ։ ՄԱԳ-ի ընդհանուր ժողովի նոր նստաշրջանի բացման փուլի աշխատանքներու շրջանագեն ներս տեղի ունեցան այս շփումները։ Արմեն Պրեսի հաղորդումներով դիվանագիտական աղբյուրները հաղորդեցին, որ Երևան բարձր կգնահատի Վաշինգտոնի շարունակական աշխույժ ներկառավարությունը Բաքուի հետ արդեն իսկ հաստատված խաղաղության և անոր ամրապնդման ուղղությամբ։ 27 սեպտեմբեր սուքի օր է Հայաստանի մեջ։ 5 տարի առաջ դաժան պատերազմը սկսավ Ղարաբաղի մեջ։ Ղարաբաղյան 44 օրյա պատերազմը դարձավ 21-րդ տարուն հայության հետ բադահած ամենամեծ աղետը։ Երևանի ընդհանուր իրավաստության թադարանը 24 սեպտեմբերի նիստին մեղավոր ճանցավ հայ առաքելական եկեղեցվո Շիրակի թեմի առաջնորդ Միքայել Արքիպիսպոգոս Աչաբահյանը։ Թադարանի որոշում են ետք Մայր Աթոր Սուրբ Էջմիածնի Մամլո Թիվանը հայտարարությունը հրապարակեց, գրելով, որ Աչաբահյանը մեղավոր ճանչնալու վճիրը լուրջ հարված հասցուց թադական մարմիններու հեղինակության։ Երուսաղեմի Սուրբոց Հակոբյանց Միապանության ընդհանուր ժողովը իր 24 սեպտեմբեր 2025-ին նիստին որոշեց, որ Գովերու Բարդեզը, այսինքն Հայոց Բարդեզի, վարձակալության հարցով 2021-ին ստորագրված պայմանագիրը անօրինական, հակականոնական և անվավեր հրճագեց և հաշտարարի միջոցով ցերկ բերված հավելվածը, այսինքն addendum, և կարգավորման համացայնակերը մերժեց։ Բելջիո Մաթիլդա Թակուհին 13-15 հոկտեմբերին Հայաստան պիտի այցելե իբրև ՄԱԳ-ի գայուն զարգացման նպատակներու պաշտպան։ Սույն լուրերը քաղեց և ներկայացուց Հայկ Քյուփելյան, ցտեսություն։
Քեզ հիշելիս սիրտս այրվում է գալոտից վաղուց անցած լույս օրերից հուշերն ապրում են սիրելիս
երազ դարձած դու սերին հին միթե դու ես մատաս բերքի Chegite te vortevis e carga tardu ins noris ein besanuchen jesusumiste ein beskankuchen jesusum garge ein gishenera katzlahan hisume miesaume
Ye çekele miyesin kanarak? Porkez uy sevdam şarunak. Ben elim kez, bin sene tank. Gevcan kutun, luy su karak.
Yes kaporten, kez havada.
Gangsta luzes kadam menakte arif mi ures ures Hi, my name is Isabel, and I am a freshman at Seton Hall University and a member of the Armenian Students Association here at Seton Hall. Our president, Mikhan Malajan, invited me to check the operation of the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. Thank you, Mikhan. It is really exciting to be here and work alongside fellow Armenian students and members of the community. We now go to the news in English brought to us by Florence Avakian.
Sunday, September 28, 2025, begins with a report that this week in New York, it was consumed with the United Nations, which took over life here. Traffic congestion, closed streets throughout, and police protection for dozens of world leaders who were here for the United Nations General Assembly, including kings, presidents, prime ministers, sultans, etc. They were here to give their 15-minute speech at the world body. At the start, among the well-known were President Donald Trump, who lambasted many member states in foul language, Israeli Netanyahu, who was greeted with a massive walkout of practically the entire General Assembly delegates. They were protesting against his continuing war and genocide against the people of Gaza. And several countries, including Great Britain, France, Australia, Canada, now have proposed in their resolutions for the United Nations to declare a state of Palestine officially. On Saturday, that is yesterday, between an almost empty General Assembly, Prime Minister of Armenia, Nikol Pashinyan, gave his speech, in which he praised the 8 years of his leadership in Armenia. He extolled the goal of border demarcation and the August 8th White House meeting with President Trump, Aliyev, and himself, saying that peace has now been established between Armenia and Azerbaijan. And he was one of the leaders who has nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. He said that in his speech. He cited the trip road established between Nakhichevan and Azerbaijan, which is going to go through Armenia. He emphasized that it was not called and will not be called and is not the Zangezur corridor that Azerbaijan has called, because that would imply that Azerbaijan had territorial claims against Armenia. Pashinyan also cited dialogue between Armenia and Turkey, diplomatic relations with Iran, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan, as well as possible future relationships with the European Union. He also praised democracy, he said, which is continuing in Armenia, which he claimed he had established. However, there were several omissions in his speech, as well as claims that were not correct. And I will cite them now. First of all, he did not talk about the continuing border shootings by Azerbaijan against Armenia. Number two, Azerbaijan still controls a sizable piece of Armenian sovereign territory, which they say they will not be returning. Number three, that there are still more than 100 Armenian prisoners in Baku, including Artsakh leaders who are being daily tortured. Number four, that Azerbaijan has systematically destroyed and is continuing to destroy Armenian churches, monasteries, hachkars, and cultural heritage in Artsakh. Number five, that the return of Artsakh refugees to their homes has not been discussed at all. Number six, that there is continuing anti-Armenian propaganda against Armenia in Azerbaijan. Number seven, that the years of genocide against Karabakh by Azerbaijan have continued as they have for 8 years. Number eight, that dozens of Armenians are in jail in Armenia because of their opposition to Pashinyan, including two top archbishops of the Armenian Church. Number nine, his continuing battle against the Armenian Church in Armenia, and that Armenia cannot bring or has agreed not to bring any of these problems in their disputes with Azerbaijan and continue distraction of destruction of Armenian heritage in Karabakh. His speech at the United Nations General Assembly sounded like 8 years that he claimed that he alone has brought Armenia to peace. This is Florence Avakian in a pre-recorded report on Saturday evening from New York for the Armenian radio program.
Բոլոր սիրարված զույգերին սիրով հրավիրում ենք բարի։ Զեփյուր կդարանամ մեղմի անման սարերից գիչնեմ նստեմ քո դրան Սիրուցդ այրված ասպետի նման թուրս կդնեմ քո այգու դրան ու քեզ կհսկեմ Արջան շուտ այգիս եմ, որ նայեմ ես կեզ, կարոտս արնեմ, սիրուցդ արված, մերնեմ հոդրան, որ նայեմ ես կեզ, կարոտս արնեմ, Tartarus, Mermem Codera Ganum Kadarana, Megmi Anema. Բլբուլին ման, պարվեմ քո վարդի, քո շահեն եմ 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 եմ
եկելեմ դուրատ մատաղ հոգյանքի, ու կեզ գսկեմ գիշեր ու ծերը, մենակ թե յարջան շուտ-շուտ այգիս է, որ նայեմ ես ես կարոտը սանե, մերնեմ հոտերան, որ նայեմ ես կեզ կարոտը սարնեմ, սիրուցեց հարպած մերնեմ հոտերան։ Կդարանա մտնեմ քո այգի, սարերից կիչնեմ նստեմ քո դրան, սիրուցեց բարված ասպետի նման, թուրս կդնեմ քո այգու
to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey on 89.5 FM, the radio station of Seton Hall University, and we come to you live each and every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. and bring you the Armenian news, views, and special interviews coming up, very exciting interviews with students who attend Seton Hall University, members of the Armenian Club. This is what we do each and every Sunday between 2 to 4, and we are very happy to share the news of the students today and the community events that we experience with the community. So we have all the reasons to believe that we're a very vibrant community. It's full of activities, and each and everyone, in whatever areas you're interested, you can just support these events. One of the events happening this week was a meeting. I think it was the first meeting. Miran Maljan is also the president. He loves these titles, president. Absolutely. It sounds very heavy. President of the Armenian Club at Seton Hall University. Miran, correct me if I'm wrong. This was the first major meeting at the university's Armenian Club. How did it go?
Yeah, so this was the first social one that we had. And so we already had our first meeting a week before that. It was just introducing everyone to the club, giving everyone the agenda, and getting everyone used to each other. But this one was a night just for socializing, just for everyone to get to know each other before we start kickstarting with all these big events. And it was something casual. We just had chess, Nardi, backgammon, and we also brought Uno cards. And we all just talked with each other. We had a good time, and everyone got to know each other. At the end, we all just played one big Uno game, but we called it Meg. And I brought here Isabel and Kayla. There's so many different variations of that name. I always get mixed up. And they were at the meeting, and we have a lot of freshmen this year. We have about 9. Most of them are girls, actually. I'm pretty sure only 2 was boys. I was originally going to get this other freshman to come, Ada. He's a boy. But he's a commuter, so he doesn't really have the time to come, and he's far away. But
how many members do you have in the club?
So now we have about, I believe, 20 to 25. It's variating because I'm starting to get some of these sophomores, juniors, and seniors who originally weren't in the club, but they're Armenian. And I knew them beforehand, and I'm slowly getting them into the club now. And I'm trying. Some of them always have contradictions, or some of them are still not familiar with the club, but I'm starting to get them into it. So,
you know, it's so nice to see Kayla. I've never met Kayla before. And Isabel, I think she was here once with the students of Hovnanian School. Am I right, Isabel? No, you've never been here?
I have been here. It was 2 years ago when I talked with St. Fartanon's Church when we won the church basketball league.
I see. I know that you were here, but I was not sure when. But it is so nice to see you here and hear about the club and hear about your background. Kayla, you're a freshman. And as Miran just mentioned, there are quite a few freshmen joining the club. I've never experienced so many Armenian students, half Armenian, quarter Armenian, but there is quite a few of them this year. And tell us about your major and what school you come from. So give us an idea of who you are.
So I'm majoring in business and law in the 3+3 program. So ideally, I cut off a year of law school, which is very, very nice. And then I'm from East Brunswick, New Jersey, which is in Middlesex County. So it's like 45 minutes south from here.
Your dorm?
Yes.
How is the dorm experience so far? How is settling in university life?
It's been pretty good. It's nice because there's always so much going on campus. And because I'm dorming, I'm able to access it more easily, which is really nice.
Kayla, how did you hear about the Armenian Club?
I heard about it on Instagram. So I saw their posts.
And who posted? Biran posted?
Well, I do have control over it, and I was originally posting everything, but I also have someone who now controls the social media account, and I have her do it. Her name is Annabelle.
You read there is an Armenian club. Why did you take the first step? What is it that you were interested in? What did you expect?
Well, there weren't many Armenians at my high school. So when I saw that there was a student association here at Seton Hall, I decided I wanted to be more involved with the culture and meet more people.
That's beautiful. How much of the Armenian culture were you exposed to growing up?
I was exposed to a bit of it. I used to be in Hohmenemen, and I did go to Armenian school on Saturdays, but around COVID, we had to stop because it was a far drive.
It was a far drive. That's the distance is really a very serious problem. And Isabel, I know your parents, they not only hosted us, but they've been here quite a few times. And them too, Hohmenet men, you know, don't fool around with me. Get out of my way. I'm a Hohmenet man. A very, very dedicated Armenians to Armenian culture. Give us an idea. How did you hear about the Armenian club? What is your major? Give us an idea who you are.
So I also heard about the Armenian club from the Instagram, but I also heard about it when I first came here. One of your, helpers, I think it was Kevork, was here, and he told me about it. So that's how I first heard about it, and also heard about Seton Hall in general. I'm from Oradell, New Jersey. It's in Bergen County, so it's about an hour-ish drive, and I'm a commuter, so I have that drive every day. And I'm in the 3+3 bio and physical therapy program, so I cut off a year of biology.
This 3+3, is it a new thing? I mean, it must be relatively new. I mean, it's just, how do you end up cutting a year for legal or lawyer or biology? What makes the fact that you're a 3+3, 3+3 is another way of saying cut what year?
Yeah, so I think we just take 1 or 2 extra classes per semester, and then there are some like gen ed classes I think that we get to cut off. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's how it is. And I think it is newer because even the other schools that I was looking at, other than Seton Hall, they were also starting to implement that in their programs. but Seton Hall caught me. So,
what would you like to tell Mehran about what to inject into the Armenian club? What may interest you? What event? What function? What activity? Everybody has a different interest. One could be, let's play. Once I heard that we had popcorn night. You know, it's exciting. It's Armenian culture night. But seriously, what would you want to see?
One thing that I was thinking of when I first went to the first meeting was maybe we could have like a Name That Tune, but Armenian version, and then we could make teams. And even if people who don't know Armenian, they can still play, learn new Armenian music, and they could play as a team. It doesn't have to be like one-on-one.
That's it. Kayla, what would you like to see? I mean,
yeah, I like that idea. I would also want to see like a bake sale or like food, because I do love Armenian food.
Oh,
and
you're really on the right track. That will attract many people.
Everything comes back down to food and Armenian club.
Give me a couple names of foods you like. Go for it.
Lash kebab, pilaf, baklava.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. Enough. Mehran, give us a couple names you like.
Armenian food?
Yeah, of course.
I got yalanchi, I got dolma, we got pita bread with the hummus or baba ganoush. He's got tabule, everything.
You know, he wakes up when you
hear kebab, shish kebab.
When he hears food, he wakes up. You know, I'm really proud of you, Mehran. Because not everybody steps up to leadership position. It's a lot of work. It's a challenging work to bring the organization to life and to inspire the members and have them participate. Because many a times these clubs go for one or two meetings and then people just say, oh, there's nothing in for me. I'm wasting my time. I would rather go and join my sororities in a wild dance up down the corridor. So I also think, you know, let me just say what I think and then you do what you want. At least listen to me. But I also think as university students, university is a learning institution. And I think that you have a very, very unique opportunity to brighten up this institution with also lectures, enlightening. You have many connections to professors. There are many Armenian professors out who would like to come to your area. You can have the community participate in the events, whether it's a musical night with Armenian culture, whether it's a lecture, whether it's a dance, or whether it's food. Invite some families to help you out, and you'll be amazed how much food you can have there as they participate. But bring in the community, and that is also a challenge, because the community wants to respond, but you have to kind of tell them you're here and you would like them to be invited to be part of the activities of the students, if you want them.
I agree, and I have already heard from a couple people who are willing to come to the club and start some events. Haig, who is here, who sponsored the pizza, he told me, so Mehran, I got some ideas for you. I can come to our club. We can get some things going, and I really appreciated it. And if there's anyone else who would love to, you know, introduce something to the club or introduce the club to something, please let me know. I'm here at Seton University. You can send me. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, anywhere. You could see our Instagram. ASASHU on Instagram, and you can find our club there and contact us. We're always willing to start new things and make new events.
So. You know, in historic Armenia, before the genocide, we had quite a few areas heavily populated by Armenians. Names like Marash, Dikranagert, Urfa, Antap, Sepastia, and there are many names. And the problem we had then was no village knew what was happening in the other village because there was no communication. And what I'm trying to get to, it's very, very important that Seton Hall students develop or open up lines of communication with Rutgers or Princeton or whatever university students there are, because what they are thinking is what you are thinking. And together you can get ideas, exchange ideas, and help each other. You're no island. We don't want any organization to be an island. The trick of the matter is to open lines of communication and not be isolated, and that will help you tremendously.
I agree. I want to start this new thing where we collaborate with other schools, with Armenian clubs, because we haven't done that before, and I want to start reaching. I see other Armenian clubs doing it, and I want to start getting something going, and we can like connect over mutual friends, mutual hobbies and everything. So I want to do that.
And Kayla Isabel, you can help Miran. I don't know how is your writing skills or you enjoy writing, but when you write something, a small paragraph with a picture of the meeting, highlighting the achievements of a student who might have gotten an A or failed or been kicked out. But these are of human interest. I think you should also spend the time and encourage people. And also when you see your name with the article, with a picture, hey, baby, I contributed something. How is your writing?
I think my writing is pretty good.
I think, and yours?
I think so too. I think you can write pretty well.
I look forward to seeing these improvements. And Miran, do you have any positions delegated, or do you want to run the whole show? Like I do here, I do everything.
Oh, no, I have positions. I always make sure that everyone's staying involved as much as possible, and we can always learn things along the way. And they always have value that they could bring, people they know, ideas that they could come up with. And I really appreciate it. And, you know, they always know, like, other clubs that are willing to maybe collaborate. Like, I'm hearing from a couple friends from the Coptic Club, the Orthodox Club.
Absolutely.
Because we're sister churches, and we also want to bring that religious aspect into the Armenian Club as well, because that's something in Armenian culture that we can't forget, is our Christian church and our Christian roots, especially being the first Christian nation, of course. So,
yeah, collaboration with other clubs
and
is a very...
And churches, Dead Hides, and my own church, too.
Absolutely.
It's growing, and the parish council is getting more involved, and we have a lot of events going on, so... A lot of more new events that can be created.
Isabel, dedicate this song to your parents or loved ones. Give us some names. Who would you like to dedicate this song to?
I'd like to dedicate this to my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Do they have names?
My mom's name is Mirna. My dad's name is also Mihran, actually. And my brother's name is Alex.
And how about Kayla? You just told me you have sisters, but give us some names of parents.
Yeah, I'd like to dedicate it to my mom, Cindy, my dad, JJ, and my two sisters, Alyssa and Nora.
That's beautiful. I really hope they can. They're listening to you, and they should be very, very, very proud. I know they will be loving. They love to hear that you're involved, you're immersed in a culture or university life, and you're involved. You're not sitting in your dorm. Doing nothing. So this next song goes also to Miran. Miran, you would like to dedicate to some names?
Well, definitely my whole Armenian family, Bedros, Samantha, Pierre, and Sarita, the whole Maljan family. Also my grandmother and St. Mary's Armenian Church in Livingston, if you ever want to come by and see me.
Yeah. We're all very, very proud of you, and we wish you all the best.
Ինչպես մի հին ճանապարհ, անդաժման մի վերք տխիր իմ սրտում, սպասեցի քեզ շատ երկար, դու չեկար, ու այս կյանքի ուղիներում շատ դժվար հեռավոր. Ուզեցի դարձյալ ես քեզ հանդիպել, բայց ավախ ես մնացի մենավոր. Տարիներ ես անցան, ներսելու արցունքները մուշ դարձան. Անդարման մի վերք թողիր
ζεστό. Σπάσε τσίκε σαβιέρκα του τσέκα. Τάρινε
because
Listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. This is Miron, and last Thursday there was a concert. It was Samvel Yervinian, and I could not go because that was the second meeting of the Armenian Club, but Vartan went. Vartan, if you could tell me, how was the concert?
Well, since you mentioned you did not go, let me just say I went, and my wife was there. Talin Kupelian was there. Katya Kupelian was there. Lori Kupelian was there. I'm mentioning the names of volunteers. Rafi Krikorian was there. Hagop Dishoyan was there. His sister was there and his mom was there. So we were like a group of 12 people from the radio who attended the program, thanks to the special events committee of the AGBU. It was a really, really well-organized, very talented people on stage, especially Samvel Yervinian, who has appeared in major world-renowned concerts. He was there with Armin Mardirosyan on the piano. You should have been there. You would have enjoyed the piano. I know you play the piano. But Armin Mardirosyan also did an amazing job with Samvel. And there were also two dancers, male-female dancers, who danced in a couple of these songs. Very, very enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable. Really, people responded to it beautifully. And there was standing ovation. People did not want to go home. And they clapped. They said, encore. Yeah, we are. Woo, woo, woo. They wanted encore. And guess what? All the artists went on stage and gave them the encore. So it was a very positive. You could see people in the balconies all standing up. You know, to appreciate culture, one first has to get exposed to culture. Even when it comes to youth, whether it's the club members or whatever, you go to an art show, people say, oh, it was so boring. Or music, classical music, oh, it was so boring. And the only time you can appreciate the art or the music and the forms of art is when you get exposed to it, you develop it. Help me out. You should help me out and tell me how does it one get to appreciate art.
Well, it's very true. Is I haven't been that much exposed to the Armenian culture ever since very recently. I mean, especially with COVID, ever since it come around, I haven't really, right when I got that age to see everything, I haven't really been exposed to it. But now I've been exposed to many of the different events, music events, cultural events, dancing, games, socializing, religious, and it's beautiful. I mean, I get to see all these Armenians. We all share one thing. All our ancestors shared one thing. Our roots go back thousands of years, and it's something that you have to take pride in. You have to, and I really appreciate it. And especially with music, when people continue to expand on this culture, writing their own music, starting new dances, and starting to share with others and trying to spread it and amplify it, it's something really beautiful to see. And this was Armenian music, right?
It was a mixed, eclectic, yeah, it was a mixed, but there was enough Armenian music of Sayat Nova, of Khachaturian, of Gomidas, you know, the Ababajanian. So it was a mixture, but it was very well balanced. And the organizing committee did an amazing job. They always do a good job. It's the AGBU New York SEC, the Special Events Committee. Mm-hmm. It's a very solid group of women who work very, very hard in unison to present these programs, and they and one of them, also coordinator of these works, was with us 2 weeks ago, Ashley Toner. We had an interview with her. She came with us to the pizza quiet in.
Oh yes, she was there with us.
What I like to say after what you said, you know, it's so true that Armenians have such a rich history, and going back into history and going thousands of years and 2004. Mm-hmm. What is much more important is to know what's happening in Armenia today and get involved with what is. Because no matter how important the past is, much more important is the future of Armenia.
Agreed.
So what are the main issues facing Armenia these days? I don't know it, you don't know it, but we can all always be interested and learn about these through lectures, through involvement, through discussions, especially the elders within the house have much more to offer. And I think that's a very beautiful area you can tap. Mm-hmm. Talk to your father, talk to your mother, talk to me, talk to whoever, and listen. Once in a while, listen to what's happening and get involved, because there's much, much more beauty out there than you can imagine. Much more to protect. I think that's the word, to protect and to defend in the Armenian culture, which you're getting exposed to. And even these discussions are exposing other people to get involved. That's the whole idea of these discussions.
Yes. You know, it's very, what's very interesting and very beautiful about the Armenian race, the ethnicity, it's a diaspora. We're all over the place. We're Armenia is our homeland, but we're everywhere. You know, last summer when I was in Armenia at the camp, I was meeting these Armenians from Russia, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Australia. They were all over the place. And what's beautiful about it is we're all over the world. And if we just connect with each other, there's so much more influence we can have. And it's purely just network and connection.
You know, Isabel is sitting next to us, and she's listening to us, and she's all excited to say something about, you know, as Miran said, we have a diaspora. We are Armenians spread all over the world, and we form a very important asset. Like, we don't have gold, we don't have oil, but we have a diaspora. Unfortunately, it was an unfortunate part of history that created the diaspora, the genocide, but today we have a diaspora, a very healthy diaspora. What do you think of that?
No, I definitely agree. I feel like it's especially important to be part of the diaspora and start at a very young age. Like, ever since I was little, I went to Hovnanian school since I was 2 years old, and I graduated there at eighth grade. And then since I was 10 years old, I've been a part of the AYF, and now I'm part of the senior part of the chapter, of the New Jersey Artisan chapter. And then also the past two summers, I've been working at Camp Hayastan, which is in Franklin, Massachusetts. It's an Armenian camp. The past year, I was a lifeguard, and then this past summer, I was a counselor. But I've also been going there ever since I was 7 years old and sleep there. It's a sleepaway camp, but it's it's 2 weeks per session, and it's the best summer ever.
Kayla, I don't know how involved you have been, but I think you can follow the idea of diaspora. We have Armenians in Montreal, we have Armenians in New Jersey, we have Armenians in Australia, all over the world. That's the diaspora. What goes in your mind when you hear this word, and how can we benefit from that diaspora?
Yeah, I mean, just being so connected and having all of these different experiences and sharing those experiences can really help elevate the culture. Like, when I went to Panagum, we met with all of the people from different parts of the East Coast, and it was really special to see all of these people from different areas all connected by our Armenian heritage, and it's really cool to be able to see that.
That's very cool. Many, many people speaking about Armenia say we should utilize the diaspora more so and bring it closer to Armenia, where it's like one of the wings of the bird is the diaspora. The other wing is the Republic of Armenia, and the bird needs two wings to fly. And with these two wings, we can really reach greater heights. And diaspora is, maybe we should dedicate the next song to all people in the diaspora. Miran, you're in control of the board, so help me.
I agree. Let's dedicate this to all the Armenians and our will to keep going.
ծրիր ինձ հոգեհան ու գերեցիր նայված կոֆան ձայն դու անցար լույսին նման դարձրիր ինձ հոգեհան ու գերեցիր նայված կոֆ անձայն հավատա սիրելիս դու ինձ հավատա հավատա առանց քեզ էլ չեմ դիմանա Havata arants kes elchem dimana Deari karotelem kes vor gerkem u aseman kes senesim mia du im kanknes lusievarega Այդ քո խաղից չեմ կարող ես այդքան համբերել Դեժապտա դու ինձ նորից դուրս արի Այդ քո խաղից չեմ կարող ես այդքան համբերել Հավատա սիրելիս դու ինձ հավատա Հավատա առանց քեզ էլ չեմ դիմանա Kemu aseman kez senesim miak duin kanknesim maregak havata sirelis duin havata havata arants kez elchem dimana deari karotelem kez burger kemu aseman kez senesim miak duin kankness lusieva
This is Isabel speaking, and what I like about the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey is that it serves the twin cultures that are the mark of our Armenian-American existence. It's great to be here at the station and help out.
I'm Kayla, and your dial is set on 89.5 FM. The Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey is in its 47th year of service to the community. Each week, they bring us a radio, a newsletter, and Barev TV. The work is demanding because it has to be continuous. Continuity spells dedication.
Աղջիկ, քո ցավը տանեմ, կարոտել եմ քեզ, ասա ինչ անեմ, այ սիրո աղջիկ.
Listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey. We are in our 47th year of service to the community. We now go to the community announcements. If you want us to read your nonprofit organization's announcement, free of charge, kindly send us a few lines a couple weeks in advance so we may serve you better. More details about the events we announce can be found in our Armenian Interests newsletter.
On Saturday, October 4th at 7 p.m. at St. Vartan Armenian Cathedral Complex, the Diocese of These Armenian Church presents From Jazzgol Gomidas to Aznavour Classics with the National Chamber Orchestra of Armenia, Sipan Ola Conductor, and Hayarpi Yagikyan Soprano. For more information, call 201-747-3880.
Thank you.
On Sunday, October the 5th, from 5 to 9:30 p.m., the AJA, the Armenian Jewelers Association of the East Coast, will celebrate their 25th anniversary at Seasons Catering in Washington Township, New Jersey. On that day, Mr. Burge Golkberg, a veteran member of the AJA, will be honored in recognition of his leadership, generosity, and lifelong commitment to our Armenian community. Donations are $180 per person. The Women's Guild of St. Mary Armenian Church in Livingston, New Jersey, will be holding its annual Turkey Tray event on the evening of October 8, 2025 at 6 p.m. The dinner and Turkey Tray will take place at Il Tulipano in Cedars Grove, New Jersey. Donations are $75 per person. All are welcome. Please RSVP by October 1st to Barbara at shishkabarb@optinline.net and check our newsletter or stmarynj.net. Looking forward to a fun dinner event.
On Friday, October 10, St. Illuminator's Cathedral in New York City will host an Artsakh art exhibit followed by a live concert by Artsakh-born musician Arthur Khachek. Doors open at 7 p.m. for the art exhibit and silent auction. Concert starts at 9 p.m. Hosted by St. Illuminator's Cathedral, AYF of New York and New Jersey, Hamaskine of New York and New Jersey, and Armenian Cultural Association of New York and New Jersey. All proceeds to benefit Hayranik Media. Donation is $50 in advance, $60 at the door. Includes two complimentary glasses of wine. For more details, please see a flyer in the radio newsletter. On Saturday, October 11th, 2025, at 7:15 p.m., Huised Musical Ensemble and Friends will present a concert to mark the 15th anniversary of Huised. This will be held at the Queens Theater at Corona Park, New York. Donations are $50 and $65. For information, please call 854-548-5390. On Saturday, October 18 at 7 p.m., the Cultural Committee of St. Gregory, the Enlightened Armenian Church of White Plains, will present Jazz Up with Aslik Martirosyan and Ensemble at the Church Tutukal. Check radio newsletter for more details. October 19, 2025, Cultural Committee of St. Thomas presents acclaimed photographer Hrairok Khacharyan with New Jersey launch of his new book, Akhtamar. The presentation will be followed by a Q&A, book signing, and a wine and cheese reception. Admission is free and open to all. Books will be available for purchase. For more info, please contact Tala Sarafian at 201-240-8541.
On Thursday, October 23rd, a special AMAA Armenia presentation will be held in New Jersey at the Armenian Presbyterian Church in Paramus. Please check details in Armenian Interests radio newsletter. On Saturday, October 25th, 2025, a gala benefiting the American University of Armenia will be held at the Yale Club in New York City. Details to follow.
on October 26th at the 12th Annual Banquet of the Armenian Engineers and Scientists Association Northeast Branch, Dr. Bruce Borossian, President of American University of Armenia, will be honored. The evening will be held in Portobello's in Oakland, New Jersey. Donations are $175 for adults and $50 for students. Cocktail at 6 p.m. and banquet at 7 p.m. Home Amendment of New Jersey will be hosting a 50th anniversary gala on November 1st at the Hilton Hasbrook Heights. Joseph Krikorian and band will entertain the celebration. Donations are $150 per person. Check Armenian interests for more detail or call Lena Deshoyan at 862-207-2221 or Hilda Tavitian at 201-538-2480. Since 1975, Home Minutemen of New Jersey has supported the community by providing the youth with athletic and scouting programs. It has fostered leaders, whether in churches or other organizations. On Saturday, November 8th, Shushi Dance Ensemble will host an evening of dancing, dinner, and cocktails at St. Vartan Cathedral, Kuvukjan Hall, for ages 16 and up. For more information, call 972-674-8744. Details to follow. On the occasion of the pontifical visit of His Holiness Autumn the First, Catholicos of the Great House of Cilicia, and the 30th anniversary of his ordination and consecration, the Eastern Prelacy will host a Thanksgiving celebration on November 16th, a pontifical divine liturgy at St. Sarkis Church in Douglaston, New York, celebrating His Holiness Autumn the First, followed by a gala banquet at the Garden City Hotel, Garden City, New York. The Armenian Heritage Cruise is scheduled for January 10th through 17th, 2026, departing from Miami with stops in Puerto Plata, San Juan, Ocean Cat, and more. Armenian entertainment will be plenty with singer Andre, Hamaskai 90 Dance Group, and more. For more information, check Armenian Radio Newsletter.
թարսուշի տակ, մենք խաղացել ենք մենակ շիտակ, այս կյանքը տաղը թարսուշի տակ, մենք խաղացել ենք շիտակ, չի կարելի չէ, չի կարելի, չի կարելի չէ, չի կարելի, չի կարելի ապրել այս կյանքը չէ, առանց ընկերու, առանց ընկերուի, չի կարելի չէ, չի կարելի, չի կարելի չէ, չի կարելի, չի կարելի ապրել այս կյանքը չէ, առանց ընկերու, առանց ընկերուի.
Listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of New Jersey, and last week there was a UN meeting, and Vartan, I'd like to ask you, did you see Pashinyan came to America? So did you watch him? What do you think?
Well, as we were discussing this a couple of minutes ago, you said United Nations usually causes this traffic in New York and people really avoid that part of the world, and you're right, you're so right. Traffic in New York is getting bad, worse and worse and worse, and I don't know. How do you get to New York, by the way? I take the train.
Yeah, I take the train too, because it's right down the street from Seton Hall, so.
Oh, that's right. In Seton, yeah. South Orange, you have a train. Not many people have the train, or they even don't know about the train, or they are not comfortable with the subway. Are you okay with the subways?
I've only taken it once, and I was just all right with it. I was a little shaky. But I would not prefer driving at all because, you know, first of all, people get a little claustrophobic when going under Lincoln Tunnel. And also just the traffic in general. I mean, come on. It takes forever to get there.
Isabel, do you drive to New York or do you enjoy traveling to New York or take the train? Or how does it work with New York?
I don't typically drive to New York. It's normally my parents that do it because both my grandmas actually live in New York.
Uh-huh.
So we go there a lot. That's the one place where I haven't driven. I've driven to Boston and different places. I've never driven to New York before, but I've never taken the train by myself either, but I have with my family.
How about you, Kayla? How about that? Are you friendly, train friendly, or whatever they call it?
I've only ever gone to New York with school for trips, so I haven't driven there by myself or used the train by myself, but I am looking forward to doing that while I'm at Seton Hall.
You know, every time I take the train from South Orange, I live in South Orange, by the way, every time I take the train from South Orange, there's always a bunch of students from Seton Hall, especially Friday night or Thursday night. Thursday night is that's when the weekend begins, right, with students? That's when they go crazy. But it's the better way to get to New York by train from South Orange. But Prime Minister Pashinyan was here. Yes, you're right. But just a day before, he was in Moscow. And I don't envy this guy's work because he has to be here and he has to be there. And traveling from Moscow to America and then attending these meetings, travel by night, to be awake for 48 hours, I don't think I really envy that position. But he did address the United Nations. Quite a few countries, if not each and every country, addressed the United Nations. That's one of the times they have a chance to talk to the world body. And there's a lot of criticism as to what was happening there, what is happening these days, this year. And there's a lot of also praise for what the United Nations does. Like anything else in life, you have the good and the ugly. You have the praise and you have the criticism. It happens in the churches also. It happens with the Students Association at the university. People will praise you, people will criticize you. But Armenia is in a very, very unique position. Very unique position. There was a declaration that was signed by President Trump and Aliyev and Pashinyan, and we all got excited that there was a picture taken with Aliyev and Trump and Pashinyan. But with one signature, you cannot forget 100 years of animosity. You cannot forget and ignore what has happened in the past. And it does take a lot of time. And I'm very, very happy that there are very young researchers, very young scholars who are reminding us that these changes don't occur overnight and we have to fight for peace. Peace is nothing that comes along, opens the door, here I am. You have to fight for peace just as you fight for war sometimes. But peace has a price to pay and there are adjustments that have to be made. And Armenians are not alone in that part of the world. We have the Georgians up north. We have Azeris less friendly on the east. And we have obviously Turkey on the west, and in the south we have Iran. And we have to consider what is the best strategy to adopt to live in peace and harmony and prosperity with other countries in the area. And there is great hope that Armenia will have its borders open with Turkey sometimes very soon. Maybe tomorrow morning we'll hear it so soon. And there are also indications that things are calmer now between Armenia and Azerbaijan. For the past few months, there has never been a bullet shot from one side to the other, which is great, great, great news for Armenia because it allows Armenia to breathe and move around in peace. Because no matter where you go, people look for what? People want to have a job. People want to have a secure country. Two people want peace. People want what else do people want? Help me, Miran, you're
the
scholar.
People want money, that's what they want.
People want money also, you see? Well, Kayla, what do people want? He says money.
I agree with the money.
Money? You also agree with the money?
Yeah, I also agree.
What will you do with the money if there is no peace, if there is war around you? Money can go down the drain in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, what we have to realize is a lot of politics behind it is...
Oh, yes. Money. Money is the root of all evil. Who said that?
I don't know.
You don't know. Just
it's just common knowledge at this point.
And some people say no money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, well, money can either be used for good and bad.
Absolutely.
But a lot of it is being used for bad, obviously. A lot of it's being used for good. I mean, you just look in the world. But you look in politics in general, and you just see whoever has the most oil, whoever has the most money, they control the history, they control the politics, they control the people below them, and they can buy a lot of these people can be bought, and it's that a lot, the moment these people see a whole briefcase of money in front of them, they'll be willing to change their opinion because to them it's just words.
You're absolutely right. That's why you have government. That's why you have constitutions. That's why you have legal system. That's why you have all these other things. And yeah. You try to be as honest as possible. Obviously, some people will take advantage no matter what situation you're in, no matter what system of government you're in. Mm-hmm. So we have these problems. But Armenia today needs peaceful days. It needs prosperity. It needs employment. It needs work. It needs companies to come in and invest in Armenia. These are the things we need in Armenia. But obviously, Armenia has very, very serious problems, especially with the refugees. 120,000 refugees were dumped into Armenia from Karabakh. Yeah. I mean, the Azeris told you better either go or you're in danger of your life. Mm-hmm. And they came to Armenia. What do we do with 120,000 people? These people want work. These people want comforts. These people want education. So it's not a very straight line. It's not linear. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in Armenia. And today, I recently had an interview with a young scholar. Her name is Elit Gizerlian. And it was amazing the way she spoke about the importance of bringing peace to the area and the importance of changing our mental thoughts of how we judge our present. Many people are grounded, are anchored on the genocide. And when the young people come up and all they hear is genocide, as if there is nothing else Armenian. You know, as if there is nothing else. And it's a very, very delicate situation because it is very, very important that we remember the past. But all I'm saying, it is equally important to greet a future that has promises of more stability, peace, prosperity, or whatever you call it.
Agreed.
So we all agree now. Can we agree on the song?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Right here.
Since you agree, in case you change your mind. I don't want you to change your mind.
Thanks.
Kaybımem Yerevan'ı, Aboviyan'ı, Pavaz'a Kartes me kışı şıncume, Zerun azar tirtayno Şurem gani suyim kovkim, Karabalan ekanne Dovdoğat soğ nera zerkin, Tavik nelen karatel Dovdoğat soğ nera zerkin, Tavik nelen karatel Karabala, karabala, Tzakava çar zeruni Tavik neli tanuş buyre Ոչ մի ծավիկ դեռ չունի Կարաբալա, կարաբալա Ցախամաճար ծերունի Ծավիկների տանուշ բույրը Ոչ մի ծավիկ դեռ չունի Ծավիկների տանուշ բույրը Ոչ մի ծավիկ դեռ չունի Կարծես ծնվել ես սերացած Սախ ես ամբյուղը ձերքի Կյանքը գինով է ծաղկացել Բարի ժպիտը դեմքի Ու ծավիկներս բաշանում Բարդնուն ու վարում է խավ Ու ծավիկներ Zavikum Anusha, Utsarikner es Navirum, Zavikum Anusha, Karabala, Karabala, Zahava Charzeruni, Zavikneri Tanush Buide, Boschmi Zavik der Chuni, Karabala, Karabala, Zahava Charzeruni, Zavikneri Tanush Buide, Boschmi Zavik der Chuni, Zavikneri Tanush Buide, Boschmi Zavik der Chuni.
We hope you enjoyed what we presented here on the radio, and we also hope if you can join us next Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. We wish you a happy and productive week. Chicago.